Apple Card is the perfect cashback rewards credit card. You earn up to 3% daily cash on every purchase, every day. That's 3% on your favorite products at Apple, 2% on all other Apple Card with Apple Pay purchases, and 1% on anything you buy with your titanium Apple Card or virtual card number. Visit apple.co/card calculator to see how much you can earn. Apple Card issued by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, Salt Lake City Branch. Subject to credit approval, terms apply.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey there, it's Friday. That means it's Free Ride Friday here on the $100 MBA Show. Every Friday, we do a weekly random draw to see who won this week's free ride, free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our Facebook private group, a whole lot more. And all you got to do to win a free ride is leave us an iTunes rating and a review. On Friday, we do a random draw, and anybody who's left us a review can win. So if you haven't left us a review yet, go ahead and do that now. It takes 2 minutes, and it also tells people what you think about the show. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey-o! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show. Whether it's marketing or finance, we are no nonsense every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn why you should take a social media break. Every so often, I like to take a couple weeks off from social media. Now, I'm not saying social media is bad. It has its merits, and it really serves a great purpose in business. But it's really important for you to step back and take a break from it all. I'm going to explain to you what are some of the benefits of doing that and how to take a social media break for yourself. You're going to learn how you're going to be saving more time, more energy, and have less stress because of these breaks. And not only during the break, but after the break as well. This is one of the best practices I've adopted recently. It's really helped me see things in a different way and also be more effective with social media. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by SumoMe. If you haven't installed SumoMe on your website yet, you gotta do it now. SumoMe is a suite of apps that helps increase your website traffic, increase your email subscriptions, and once you set it up, which takes 2 minutes, that's it. You set it and forget it. Install SumoMe for free by going to this link, 100mba.net/SumoMe. Again, that's 100mba.net/SumoMe. Social media is a crazy world. It is, and it can get really overwhelming and time-consuming. Now, I understand that you got to do social media and you want to make sure that you're engaging with your audience. And you have all these different profiles, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. We all have our poison, but the point here is that it all can get too much. And the nature of social media, the whole point of social media, the reason why anybody creates a social media platform is to keep you on the platform as long as possible. Now, you can't have that. You got things to do. You got businesses to take care of. But unfortunately, the powers of social media are quite powerful. This is why I encourage you to take a complete social media break or social media starve, whatever you want to call it. But the point here is that you want to completely not engage in any social media for a period of time. Now, you can start out with 1 week, you can do 2 weeks, you can even do a month. But the point of the exercise is to remove yourself from social media so you can learn a few things. The one thing I learned by not engaging in any social media for 2 weeks is how much time I spend on social media. Now, if you tell yourself, hey, from tomorrow, I am not going to check any social media beyond any social media for the next 2 weeks, the first thing you're going to do in the morning is check social media. The first thing you're going to do as soon as you pick up your phone is check social media. And you're going to catch yourself. You're going to be like, whoa, no, I can't do this. I'm on a cleanse right now. I'm taking a break. And you're going to find yourself catching yourself over and over throughout the day. And it triggers in your head, wow, every time I was spending time on social media for how long, I don't know. It could be minutes, it could be even hours. The second thing you learn is, are you actually contributing on social media? Are you picking up your phone? Are you getting on the laptop on social media so you can post something, so you can add value to a conversation? Or are you just browsing? Are you just looking, what's up? What's going on in the world? Who's saying what? Who's talking about what? You know, are you doing that? And that's most of what social media activity is like. And I found myself personally doing a lot of browsing, and it had nothing to do with really engaging and contributing to social media. The third thing is that I realized how much of an addiction it is. It really is an addiction. Anything that you do consistently over and over is an addiction. Going to the gym can be an addiction. But the point here is that with social media, you want to have a little bit more control over your time. I found myself, you know, reaching for my phone when I really didn't need to look for anything. I could be at a restaurant, Nicole would be gone to go to the bathroom, and I wouldn't just sit still. I wouldn't just, you know, just enjoy what's in front of me on the table or look around at the restaurant. I'd pull out my phone and see what's going on social media, and I would have to catch myself like, no, I can't do this right now because I'm on this break. And it made me realize, wow, this is really, really a part of my life in a way that I'm not comfortable with. But most importantly, I learned how much time I saved by not being on social media. There's so much time you are not aware of that you're wasting on social media. Again, I understand you do need to be a part of social media, but the amount of time that you're just on social media is just astounding when you do this exercise. Now, I have to say the first few days are the hardest because you're just not used to it. But after day three or four, it's really relaxing. You really feel much better. You're not as stimulated, not as stressed out. You're more reflective. You're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about how you can improve yourself. You're not really too concerned about what other people are doing. Social media has a lot of merits, but in a lot of ways, social media is a big show and tell. It's a big playground where people like to show off what they're doing. And a lot of people can't handle that all the time, seeing everybody else showing off. So taking a break from that is really refreshing. And once I took the break from it, and I went back and said, okay, the 2 weeks is up, I really didn't feel the need to be on social media as much as I did before. I was a lot more conscious about my time. And when I do go on Facebook, when I do go on Twitter, what am I actually doing here? How long am I going to stay here? What am I doing? I had more of a purpose. I had more of an objective. I spend far less time on social media now that I've been back on for a month now, since the cleanse, since the break. And I look forward to doing another one in a couple months. And maybe I'll do it for a little bit longer, for a month. So you might be asking, how do I do this? How do I take this break? Well, first of all, it might be helpful to tell other people you're doing this. You might want to post on Facebook or Twitter, hey, I'm going to be taking a social media break for the next 2 weeks. I'll see you guys on the flip side. I'll see you on the other side, right? Just so people know that, hey, you won't be responding to their messages or maybe responding to some of the things that they're doing. Second thing, delete the social media apps on your phone. Delete them completely. You can always install them once the cleanse is over, once the break is over. But by deleting them, you really don't have easy access to them on your phone. Trust me, deleting them helps you a whole lot. Number two, it always helps to do this with somebody else, maybe a business partner, maybe a partner in life. A buddy system is really good to make sure you're both in check. We did it together, Nicole and I, and it was really fun to make sure that we encourage each other not to be on social media. Third, remind yourself, the world is going to keep on turning. The world will keep on going on, and you're not going to miss something hugely important if you're not on social media. I often think of my father. My father is not on social media, and his life is perfectly fine, and he doesn't miss out on anything. Lastly, commit. You're doing this for a reason. Don't cheat. You know, you got to make sure that you commit to this and you're true to this. And if for some reason, by mistake, you check Facebook or Twitter or you click on an email notification that came from Twitter to see what somebody's saying, just stop and say, okay, I did this, forget it, but I won't do it again. Don't just go down the slippery slope and say, oh, forget it, you know, I can't do this, and I just break the, you know, the whole thing. Don't worry about that. If you slip up, don't worry about it, forget it, move on, and continue to have the break. I would love to hear from you and hear of your experience of taking a social media break. I really found it very, very healthy. I hope to do more of them, like I said, but I also hope to do more of a technology break and include email in there as well. I know that's huge for some people, and for me, it is very huge because I feel like I won't be able to communicate with our team, and you know, I'd be a little bit worried, but I know I could do it if I commit to it. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Lenovo. Imagine you have a house guest coming over, but you only have one bedroom. What if you can order an extra bedroom for that guest and then remove that bedroom when they leave? That's the idea behind Lenovo's next-generation data centers built on cloud computing. You see, the cloud is all about giving your company the ability to expand and contract server space on demand without actually adding more hardware. Got more traffic? The cloud expands. Traffic's back to normal? It collapses. Lenovo understands that that on-demand access can give your company tremendous competitive advantage. Think about it. The faster you can scale up, the faster your dev team can test new applications, and that means you can get new product features out into the market faster. But that kind of flexibility is worthless if servers are down. Lenovo servers are number one in reliability and performance because you don't have time for downtime. Lenovo systems can integrate with legacy software platforms to help get your cloud solution up and running quickly. Learn about how Lenovo is transforming the data center at solutions.lenovo.com. Again, that's solutions.lenovo.com. Social media is a great tool for business, but you got to use it as a tool. You have to be in control, not the tool. Know how much time you're spending on social media. How productive are you with that time? And are you able to step away from it when you need to? That's the whole reason of doing these social media breaks. I encourage you to do one and reap the benefits as I did. All right, that wraps up today's lesson. But today's episode's not over. It's Free Ride Friday. I got to see who won this week's free ride to the $100 MBA training and community. This week's winner is Yasser MS from the Netherlands. 5 stars, practical lessons to learn about doing business. Short and effective, you can listen while driving to the office. Highly recommended. Thank you, Yasser MS, for your review, and welcome to the $100 MBA training and community. Your mission is to email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA. Every week we do this, guys. Leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you can enter the weekly random draw. All right, that's it for me today, but before I go, I want to leave you with this. It's always good to change up your routine sometimes to analyze the old routine. When you do something differently, you realize that the way you were doing things before may not have been perfect. And that's what I learned in the social media break. The way I was reaching for my phone, the way I was just going on social media to see what's going on rather than actually having a purpose, all these things really helped me open my eyes and realize that maybe I wasn't doing things properly. And the only way I was able to recognize that is that I changed my routine. I did something differently. All right, I hope that helps, and I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.